Historically, timber rattlesnakes enjoyed a broad range across New England, but over the past few decades, they've been completely wiped out in some states, including Rhode Island. Lou Perotti directs conservation programs at Roger Williams Park Zoo. He says snakes have lost a lot of habitat to development.
A lot of road mortality from snakes crossing roads. Of course, you have poaching pressures, people trying to take them for illegal pet trade, and just indiscriminate killing from people who are prejudiced of venomous snakes or snakes in general.
The zoo is breeding timber rattlesnakes for the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. They'll eventually take these snakes to central Massachusetts to an island at the site of a reservoir.
It's off limits to humans, so we wanted to put the snakes in an area where they were going to be safe from humans. You know, we didn't want people going there killing them, poaching them.
The project is stirring opposition from residents worried snakes will swim off the island and bite humans and pets. But Perotti says the island has all the food and shelter snakes need to stay on the island.
We'll be lucky if we can get 5 young snakes out there by 2017, 2018. They will all have radio transmitters in them, so we'll be able to track their progress to see if they're adapting well.
Perotti says rattlesnakes play an important role in the ecosystem as food for other animals and as predators for rodents. He thinks the project will serve as a model for protecting species that aren't considered charming. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.